Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week, I'm back from Mykonos and I have some unpopular opinions.
We get into Anna Delvey's surprise appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
Plus, we dissect the chart battle between Travis Scott and Sabrina Carpenter.
And suddenly everyone's hating on Ice Spice.
Hello and welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's been popping off in pop culture this week. My name is Lois Ball.
And I'm Isla Loba. How are we?
We're coming to you live from two different countries because we were both, I was on holiday, then I was on holiday, we were both passing. We didn't quite cross at the same time, which meant to deliver you the latest gossip and news, we had to do this via Zoom. Don't say we don't try.
You look so professional right now. I know, we put in that work for 25 minutes.
And I have got a virtual AI background because my bedroom is the remnant of 19-year-old me and it's terrifying and I don't put that online.
Me though, because I'm trying to change my stuff around and it's just like a ball ache, and I have so much stuff just like in my room and I'm like, I need to find somewhere to live because I look like a hoarder. I look like those weird people that like collect things when they like, well, I am one of those weird people that are collecting things when it doesn't even exist yet. Like, I don't even have a place to move into and I just have all this junk.
But that's why I got a storage unit. But now I've got the storage unit, I have not visited that storage unit in a year and I have no idea what's actually in that storage unit. So I'm like, surely I should not need anything in that storage unit if I... And I'm just like, I'm terrified for when I eventually move and that storage unit gets pulled out.
I low-key think that would be an amazing podcast episode going through there. It would be like storage hunt. Is it storage hunters?
Yeah, it would just be terrifying old clothes. Anyway, I just came back from Mykonos and I have a hot take.
Yay, go through, tell us.
I did not like Mykonos as a holiday destination.
Really?
Listen, I also think it may be because I went a little bit too late in summer. I went very end of August / start of September. So I don't know if like the vast majority of like people who I would want to hang out with who go to Mykonos would go more in the like ripe of summer rather than the tail end. But first of all, if you think Ibiza is expensive, times it by 10 for fucking Mykonos. The minimum price of a taxi to any, we were staying a 4-minute drive from Namos, 4-minute drive from the restaurant Namos. But we couldn't walk because we were like up a hill. It was like a 25-minute on like hilly walk and Millie had heels and all that kind of stuff. So we had to get a cab, right? The minimum, like, you know how in London, like the minimum Uber, no matter if you want to go down the road, is a £5 charge. The minimum one in Mykonos, I don't know if it's just the app we were using, but this is the app that everyone recommended for us. And it was the only one that actually worked and would give you an Uber that came in less than like 25 minutes, was €30. We had to pay €30 for any drive we went on, even if it was 5 minutes. The amount of money that I spent on taxis makes me feel sick. On top of that, every restaurant is so expensive, but like for what? I didn't have one meal there. And I went to all the, like, I went to Zuma, I went to Scorpio's. I mean, I didn't eat at Scorpio's, but I went to, Namos. I went to all the ones that you tick off. And every single meal was just like mid. And my final reason why I didn't like it was because there was no crowd there. Everybody who was there was like just either very old because of how expensive it is, or very stuck up and taking themselves far too seriously, or just young, creepy men who have loads of money and think that if they throw money at women, they'll get stuff. Like, the crowd of people, we didn't meet one group of people who we got on with on a night out. We didn't meet one group of people who we were vibing with. Like, when you go to places like Ibiza, or even, like, I don't even know, like, going out to, like, Barcelona or something, like, there's people your own age that... So, yeah, I probably won't be going back to Mykonos.
Yeah, it's so, I said to everyone, I was like, I'm not going back to that place until I am literally a millionaire. And that will be when I'm old. And if I'm actually a real millionaire, then I'll probably be a bit weird as well. Like, you have to just be, like, so, like, weirdly rich. And it's just, like, how do you have money to just do these things? Like, it's just nuts to me. But, yeah, no, I didn't really get, like, to be fair, I didn't meet one... Like, I met one group of people that were really, really nice, but, like, still, like, they're from, like, literally Indonesia, or, like, like, everyone's, like, so, from so far away. It's nice, though, but, like, yeah, it was crazy.
I don't even know, sorry, this is controversial, I didn't even know if it was that nice. Like, I didn't think I, like, saw any, like, pretty sights or anything. Like, the old, because I went to...
Oh, we done a boat day.
Oh, to be fair, we didn't go on a boat day, but I went to Santorini straight after Mykonos, and, like, yeah, the... Mykonos old town's pretty, but it's like every other Greek old town. Like, it's not, you don't need to go to Mykonos to see the old town. Like, oh my god, also at Scorpio's I saw Chris Appleton, you know, the hairdresser, Kim Kardashian's hairdresser.
What's he with, Kajal?
I think so, yeah. But basically, I was really drunk, and Millie was taking photographs for this girl outside the bathroom, so I was waiting for her to go back to our table, because we went to the bathroom together. And as she was taking photos, and this guy was stood next to me, and I was like, oh, he's obviously waiting. He's obviously the friend of this girl getting photos taken off. So I turn to look at the guy, and I see Chris Appleton, and he turns to look at me, and I literally just go... And he was just like... And I just ran back to the table. I was like, I'm so fucking embarrassed. Why did I just do that in his face?
Because he was there with Chriselle and her partner. Yeah, G-Flip. Actually, talking, have you seen all the drama with Selling Sunsets?
Yes, I've seen, like, the Instagram stories and stuff, but I have not watched that show for years, so I have no, like, even the people that they're speaking about, I'm like, who's Nicole?
Right, yeah. Nicole's, like, the new, what was that woman called? Amanda? What was her name? She had dark hair and she was so irrelevant, but, like, everyone, like, hated her at the same time. And then everyone was like, she was, like, 40, but she was, like, 29. It's just, like, one of those people that just, like, everyone just hate. Like, everyone hates her. She's always got something to, she's not a villain, like, to Christine's level, but she's, like, a villain where everyone there, like, just dislikes her because she's so irrelevant and annoying. But they were all just calling her out on the Instagram story. It's just basically saying, like, that she, like, was lying about people, and then they were like Chelsea and Chriselle were saying that they don't care if they get sued, but calling out that production company because they, like, allowed, like, the detrimental lie to, like, go through and, like, all of that shit. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to watching that, to be honest.
I couldn't really understand it because, obviously, I don't know the lore of these people. And, like, there was, like... so many accusations being thrown out that I was just like, this is so, like, there was, like, homophobia, transphobia, cheating. I was like, who is this all aimed at? Like, and it was all kind of cryptic as well, wasn't it? It was all kind of like,
yeah, I think it would definitely be about G-Flip because they'd done, like, the same thing to with you know, Jason's, like, ex-girlfriend, and, like, I think she misgendered, and then I think they tried to drag that out, but then she just apologized straight away. So yeah.
Is Mary still on the show?
Yeah, Mary is very much on the show.
Is she still married?
She was one of the ones that got called out.
Oh, really? Is she still with Romaine?
By, like, allowing it. Yeah.
He's hot.
I definitely follow them all on my Finsta.
I can't get into it anymore. That show to me left when Christine left.
Oh, yeah, Christine. I think she might be coming back because I saw her taking pictures.
Oh, really?
If she walks in that door, I would love that.
That would get me tuning back in if Christine came back.
I'm on holiday, yeah. I'm in Malta. It's nice. I like it. I just, like, hate this apartment. Like, I know I'm just being a brat. I'm not being a brat. It's not what was advertised to me at all, like, at all. I book somewhere where it's got ambience and it's nice and, you know, it looks like there's a pool that's connected to the apartment. Where's the pool? Because I can't see it from my view. I can see the sea. The view's very nice. But, like... there are no lamps and it's really disturbing to me. Like, I'm scared of the dark. So when a place is lit up in the dark, it has to, like, be nice. Otherwise, it will creep me out. And this apartment just creeps me out. That's me right now. I'll give you a full debrief when I get back of how I think Malta is. But so far, I actually really love it here.
Happy birthday, Beyonce.
Oh, she's a Virgo.
43rd birthday to a queen, living icon.
I only know that because one was birthday, but yeah. Oh period. Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Beyonce.
No, I wanted to say it because I was getting everything. I was doing a post on the police's Instagram about, like, Beyonce's most iconic moments for her 43rd birthday. And that, like, it just reminded me, like, obviously I know, and I feel like the Renaissance tour, like, brought it back to everyone's attention. But when I was getting all these posts together and ready for it, I was just like, there is no one on this planet. I watched some of her Coachella performance clips back last night, and that has to be the greatest performance I have ever watched on anything, like, ever. Like, the
what year was that?
I believe at Beychella was, I want to say, 2018.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The synchronization of that performance, the dancing, the mic being on, like, everything. And I also watched her 2014 VMA's Vanguard performance, where she did, like, I think it was a 16-minute performance of the self-titled album. And it was, like, full dance. Like, you see a lot of stuff nowadays about, like, people performing and lip syncing. Like, I saw, like, loads of people discussing Tate McRae because she was, like, performing but doing loads of dancing, but, like, her microphone was off, like, lip syncing, and everybody was like, oh, as long as, like, the girls are giving, like, such a good performance, who cares if the microphone's off and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, true. Like, you don't get, like, pop girls who, like, dance and give a performance nowadays. It's always, like, they're either stood there singing a sad song or the microphone's off. And then you see, like, these, like, backed up history performances of Beyonce, who does it all. Like, she's performing, she's dancing, the microphone's on, she's giving, like, live arrangements of studio songs. Like, you just ain't gonna get anyone better than Beyonce. So happy birthday to an icon.
No, it's a fact. I know, and I can't just even learn, like, a 5-second TikTok dance. Like, right, just put that into perspective when you actually want to think about, like, Beyonce and her power. Like, if you want to compare it to anything, like, I just think, like, fuck, like, I literally cannot learn a 5-second TikTok dance. And she can sing, she can dance, she can do, make her face actually look good, whip her hair. She's a queen. Happy birthday, babe.
But that is, like, a test of the amount of work she puts in. Like, she works for hours and hours on end every single day. Well, probably not so much nowadays, but, you know, throughout all her 20s and 30s, every single day. The girls nowadays, probably because of TikTok and all that kind of stuff, they expect, like, just, like, for it to happen for them. They expect, like, the star quality, they expect all that kind of stuff. But, like, back in the day, the girls were working for it. Even, like, people like Britney and,
yeah,
stuff,
putting,
like,
a mark.
And, like, the press tour that these girls used to have to go on, the lengths, it's all so much, like, easier for people nowadays because it's all through, like, social media, and all you need to do is have one song randomly blow up on TikTok, and then all of a sudden you're given, like, I don't know, like, a Radio 1 interview and a What's in My Bag on British Vogue, and then, like, you just kind of paddle along for the rest of your career. Have you seen the new Netflix documentary? It's called Cat's Eye, Pop Star Academy.
No. Actually, maybe I have.
You've probably seen trailers and stuff. Like, it's been getting quite a lot of promo.
Yeah. Is it of a girl like this in the front cover? Or she's, like, half dancing or something?
Probably. That sounds like it would be. But I've got a whole YouTube video coming on this, so I don't want to speak too much about it. But if you don't know, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Cat's Eye. So the Cat's Eye is a, I mean, it's not specifically a K-pop group. It's a pop girl group, which has been created by HYBE, which I believe, I don't want to get anything wrong, but I'm not a big K-pop fan, so I may get some facts wrong. HYBE is a, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but it's, like, they're the people who created BTS and, like, all the big K-pop groups. They're, like, a K-pop machine. And then there's a record label called Geffen, which I believe hosts people like Camila Cabello, Olivia Rodrigo, and they have joined up to create a to create a group which takes the K out of K-pop. And it's like, they want it just to be the biggest global girl group. So they had open auditions all around the world, and they picked like 20 girls. Like there's a girl from Spain. There's like a few girls from the US. There's girls from Philippines. There's girls from...
the UK?
I don't think there's any British girls. There's girls from Switzerland, all across the world. They've all come, and they all are going through what traditionally the K-pop groups go through, which is like intense training, like years and years. Years and years and years of training. Like the training that the K-pop girls go through is unworldly, to the point of unethical. Training is so intense, and they go in from like 13 and they do it for years and years. And they like, up until the point of like, before they just debut as a group, people can be pulled out and changed and all this stuff. It's so intense. And they basically are doing it in LA, but for just a year. They're only training for a year. And watching it, I'm only halfway through right now, but it's interesting. Don't get me wrong, the training process is so intense and so rigorous. Like they go 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with just a half hour lunch break every single day. And like one of the girls has had a fractured foot, two of the girls have had hip injuries, all this kind of like health complications. Like it is intense, but it reminds me, which is why I wanted to speak about it, of the early days of like the girls going through training. Like, and they kind of, they compare it to like sport training and like how like professional athletes have to go through these sporting camps and stuff. And it's like, it's just interesting seeing it in like a modern day landscape where you like, I mean, also it's kind of unethical because like they rank all these girls from 1 to 14 and make the rankings public. So like you constantly know what position you're in terms of like how close you are to like making the group and stuff like that. And they don't tell the girls how long the training process is going to be. So they have no idea like how long they're doing this for or when they're going to find out. But it's a good show so far. It just reminded me of Beyonce.
Oh my God, I'm going to give that a watch.
I think you should. Okay, pop topics this week. The Dancing with the Stars, which is the US Strictly Come Dancing lineup, has been announced. Oh my God, there was a gorgeous NFL player. I can't remember his name, and he's probably fucking problematic, as all NFL players are. But, you know, on pure aesthetic basis, gorgeous man. Phaedra Parks from Real Housewives, Married to Medicine, and the Traitors fame. But the main talking point on the lineup is Miss Scammer herself, Anna Delvey, is taking place on Dancing with the Stars. With a tag on, by the way.
With a tag on her leg, don't fucking kill me.
No, I'm being deadly serious. She's still on house arrest, and apparently they're like, because if you're on house arrest, you're still allowed to go to your place of work, and apparently this is being considered her place of work. So in all the promo pics, she's got like, she's got her little sparkly dress and heels on with a tag above the heel.
At least she's getting her, finally getting in her bag though.
I know. I saw a lot of interesting discourse being like, why are we rewarding someone who's done awful behavior and stuff like that? And I'm kind of just like, is that not what we've literally always done? Like in the fucking UK, why have we just had Matt Hancock on I'm a Celeb? Like the people that most people are talking about are fucking Anna Delvey. Like, no one fucking cares about the random ass like country singer that they've got on the show. Like the only thing that I've seen people speak about are Anna Delvey. Like that is unfortunately the way the world works, that like awful people are rewarded with opportunities like this because that's what gets people talking.
Exactly. Yeah, but what did she do that was so bad? Like we need to give a little like debrief on Anna Delvey, I feel like.
I didn't watch the show, so the only thing I know about her is that she scammed people.
I didn't either.
Is that she scammed people out of money. No, sorry. She pretended to be a like heiress socialite when she actually wasn't, and then like was just basically like living a life which was a complete fabricated life, and at some point along the way scammed people out of money, which was the illegal activity part. I don't know where the scamming came into it. I couldn't watch that show because the actresses...
Yeah, but it was probably really, really rich people that don't deserve the money anyway.
Yeah, so they probably don't need the money, if we're being real. Listen, if I can forgive the Claremont twins, I'm sure I can forgive Anna Delvey.
What the hell did they do now?
The Claremont twins, Sinead went to jail for like years because she she was on a date, I believe.
Oh yeah, the dead man. Mm-hmm.
She was on a date with a guy and he died and she took the credit card from the scene and... Sorry, that's not funny. It's not funny, but like how dumb do you have to be to do that?
Like come on, you've got to be so desperate.
It's just like they're like, gonna,
that's desperation on another level.
The man is dead, they're gonna track the credit card usage, like
scamming. As long as it ain't me, then it's really not, as long as it's not me and it's not to an from an like unethical like charity or I mean it's not a charity or something like that, or poor people, then, like, that ain't my business.
Yeah, I mean, I won't watch Dancing with the Stars. And also, people are, like, going on and on, banging on about it. She's going to be, like, the first person out. Like, that's just the way these, like, stunt casting works. Like,
how do you know?
Because it's always the case of, like, the main one that everyone's like Jamie Lynn Spears, I'm pretty sure, was last season's one. She was the first one out. Like, it's always the case that, like, the controversial person who gets everyone riled up just goes out first anyway, like, because no one actually cares about them. It's just like they it's like rage bait.
I would not be surprised.
Really?
I would not be surprised if Anna Delvey gets far. I don't know why. She just had something about her where she's got, like, a sassiness. Jamie Lynn Spears, that's different, though. Like, she's actually hated for, like, a very, very, like, fair reason. Anna Delvey, I don't know. She might have something off her sleeve. Mm. Now I want to watch Dancing with the Stars. I never understood that show, like, Strictly Come Dancing. Like, I used to watch it and I just did not understand what was going on or what they were doing.
It is a bit like...
Even though it's...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So straightforward.
Oh, other pop topic that we have this week is the chart battle over in the US between Sabrina Carpenter and Travis Scott. Have you seen all this?
Yes, I have. I've seen more maybe on the Sabrina Carpenter side, but to be fair, like, I want to be someone that's like, yeah, like, Travis Scott, but I don't know, like, any of Travis Scott's new songs. I know more Sabrina Carpenter's new songs, and I don't actually, like, actively listen to either of them. Like, you know.
The album Travis Scott is actually a mixtape from 2014. It's not a new...
Yeah, it's the one with him standing,
yeah, it's not
right?
A new album.
On the cover, yeah.
I believe it's a re-release.
Oh, is that what everything is about?
So he obviously dropped an album on the same day Sabrina Carpenter dropped her Short and Sweet. Everybody obviously is very excited for Sabrina Carpenter because she's just had her big blow up and she's had one of the best single runs in history with Espresso, Please, 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 and Taste.
I just know Espresso. That's in my head every day of my life.
Travis Scott also released on that day. Like, it's not Sabrina Carpenter's day. But the fans got into, like, a war. It was heading on for Sabrina to get her number one album. But Travis Scott dropped 10 different versions of his re-release. And obviously, if you don't know how the charts work, a purchase is a lot more than a stream. So, like, if you buy something, it counts as, like a whole load of streams. I don't know the technicalities, but, you know, mm-hmm. That's why artists release things like extended editions and vinyls and signed copies, because if people buy those, it counts a lot towards the chart. So Travis Scott dropped 10 versions of this album, which... put him miles ahead of Sabrina Carpenter. But Sabrina was getting so many streams that she ended up almost catching up to him. So it was like this chart battle between the two of, like, Travis Scott fans buying all these re-releases and Sabrina Carpenter having, like, an organic, actual, like, number one album. And it came down to less than 1,000 units, which is insane. Like, it was like the data usually is like being able to be released and predicted like 48 hours before the chart actually comes out. But this was so close that, like, they were having to fine comb it, like, up until hours before the actual chart. But Sabrina did win. Sabrina got her number one album. It was something like, I believe it was 600 units between them.
Oh, wow.
But I will say, so basically back when Nicki Minaj released Queen, Travis blocked her from getting number one with Queen. by releasing the same sort of strategy of different variants. And Nicki Minaj has never not gotten over it. But like, oh, also, have you seen, obviously we're Nicki Minaj haters on this podcast, but this is the final straw, like to the point I'm seeing gay men who are, wouldn't back, which is just fucking classic gay men. Like they wouldn't back down when she was bullying Megan and encouraging misogynistic attacks against women. But as soon as it's something that affects their community, now they all want to stand down. But her husband said faggot on a live stream and she was just like, and carried on speaking. And everyone was like, hello? Like,
oh my God.
Like, it's...
it's like, I don't get it. I actually don't. It's actually just like, they're literally like, trying, they test, they're just actually testing.
No, genuinely.
They want to know how far they can go.
Anyway, sorry, this is just a whole other point. We don't need to speak about it. But Nicki, Travis blocked Nicki from Queen going number one the same way he was going to block Sabrina. And Sabrina Carpenter tweeted, this is for Nicki. And I was like, oh, I was like, let's pick our battles here. Like, come on.
Oh, no.
We don't need to support Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
in this.
Let's
also,
not.
Like, this is your moment. Like, you have worked 10 plus years relentlessly in this industry, like going, no offense, nowhere, and you're finally like, as a fan, like Sue Me was when I became a Sabrina Carpenter fan, which I believe was 2017, and like it's been a long time coming because she has consistently been releasing good material, and it just kind of shows that if you keep going it will eventually happen for you. But this is like finally, like 10 plus years, this is your moment. Why are you like dedicating it to Nicki Minaj? Like, especially someone who I kind of thought would be a bit more like in tune. Like, she seems very chronically online. I would have thought she would have known the whole nobody really likes Nicki Minaj nowadays, which kind of surprised me that she did that.
Ice Spice has lost over 500k followers this week and everyone's calling it a downfall for Ice Spice. I feel like there's a lot of Ice Spice haters, more than I ever thought, but I feel like they always come crawling out the woodworks when someone's having their downfall and they had nothing to say before.
Well, it's just classic case of people online wanting a reason to complain and speak about something. But to be fair, I will say, I'm team not Ice Spice.
Oh yeah, most people are.
Yeah, but I'm not to the case of, like, I still follow her on Instagram, which is kind of random. I don't even really follow celebrities on Instagram. I don't know why I follow Ice Spice. But,
I know, I'm surprised.
But I've not gone to the point of unfollowing her, like, should we explain the lore behind it all?
Yeah. I feel like you know more about me, to be honest.
So, Ice Spice's original downfall started with her ex-best friend, who's a singer called Baby Storm. And Baby Storm went on this huge, like, one of the biggest Twitter tirades I have seen in ages. It was, like, days long. So many tweets, basically just exposing every single thing that Ice Spice had done, which included like bad mouthing Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj wanted to sign Ice Spice to her record label Heavy on it, but Ice Spice didn't want to. And she was basically complaining about Nicki to Baby Storm over text, which Baby Storm screenshotted and posted. It was Ice, Baby Storm said that she allegedly, because if you didn't know, her producer Riot is her boyfriend. And Baby Storm like said that she cheated on Riot with a rapper, but I can't remember what rapper it was. I can't remember what rapper. This like caused like murmurs in like the chronically online like rap fandom, but it didn't, like, if you were to speak to anyone who's not an avid Twitter user on the Rap Girl algorithm, like no one would have really known about this. But off the back of it, I feel like because like the rap fans kind of like went off, or more specifically the Barbs, which made up a large percentage of Ice Spice's fan base, went off Ice, which led to like, I feel like you underestimate how much like a fandom plays a part in when you drop an album or something, because your fans need to be there to create these tweets about it, which then goes viral, which catches on to everyone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like that she didn't have those fans readily available when Y2K, the album, came out, which then the album kind of flopped. Then obviously the whole cheating stuff with Madeline Argy went on. Nicki Minaj unfollowed her because of the stuff about Baby Storm. Like, it was hit after hit going on. And I feel like it's come to a culmination now, like, this is like, so, like, hard evidence of what's been going on. So there's a rapper called Clear Trapper who I like. I actually thought, she explained in this huge, like, six-part tell-all TikTok story, I thought that they were, like, high school best friends. They were not. She explained that their relationship was very much work vibes. Like, they never hung out for longer than 10 hours. And it was like they were both like up and coming rappers at the same time, like pre Munch, pre Ice Spice blew up. They were both like New York rappers who were blowing up at the same time. You probably know Cleo from, she is a meme queen as much as a rapper. Like, she is the voice of Let's Get the Bill, purr.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That is her. She probably recognize her face. She's got a lot of viral like GIFs, reaction pictures, all that kind of stuff.
Before, I was gonna keep it to myself, but actually, I think I'm a little bothered now.
But she also is a very talented rapper. And basically, when Ice Spice blew up, she sort of brought Cleo along with her. So like, Cleo was in all the video shoots, all that kind of stuff. And then when all the stuff went down about Baby Storm exposing Ice bitching about her, Cleo had like an eyebrow raise, but she didn't drop Ice. And then Ice asked her to go on tour with her, but she asked her to do the full tour with her the day before the tour started. So Cleo had 24 hours to prepare a whole set, the whole backing tracks, the outfits, all that kind of stuff. But she was like, this is a really good opportunity. And she thought Ice Spice was offering her this as like a, hey, look, I'm sorry that all that stuff got exposed. Like, let me help you out. Like, come on. Like this is like a hand offer, like a peace offering kind of vibe. So she said yes to the tour. She went, and the vibe was that like she was going to be looked after by Ice. So like she wouldn't have to pay for anything. Like Ice Spice would like, she could share the same room as Ice. She would be able to share the dressing room with Ice. Like she would be there as like Ice's main plus one, but also get to perform on stage. And it was all going well. Until there was a case where, I can't remember what show it was, but Ice Spice had like 10 suitcases and Cleo had one suitcase and she brought it to the venue and Ice Spice's security was putting all the suitcases onto the bus, but he didn't put Cleo's suitcase on. And Cleo was like, what, could you not put my suitcase on? He was like, I work for Ice Spice, not for you. Like, you need to tell Ice to tell me to put your suitcase on. Like, I'm not just putting your suitcase on. So Cleo was like, oh, could you tell, she went to Ice Spice, could you, she had to leave the venue while all the fans were outside asking for pictures, like carrying her own suitcase. And I got her, like people can say like it's diva, but like you're coming off stage as like this big superstar and then people are asking for pictures as you're like bringing your own bags and all your own cases onto the tour bus.
Absolutely. That's your whole like...
image.
Your job is to be like, yeah, exactly. Your image is to be... someone that doesn't, sorry, but like carry their own suitcase. Like, you know, that's what you probably rap about as well.
Literally. And like, I feel like it's easy to throw like a diva claim out there for that. But like, it is like you're built like a part of a whole brand of like a pop star or a rap girl. It's like a brand and an image surrounding you. And like carrying your own suitcase onto a bus does not go with that image if you're trying to build that image.
Also, that guy is just an asshole. Like, you could have just been like a normal, nice person and just done it.
Well, that's where then Cleo tried to get on. Cleo was then like, I feel like she was trying to embarrass me with it. Because she was then went to Ice Spice being like, could you ask him to do my suitcase? And Ice Spice was like, well, I would have to pay him more if I asked him to do that. And she was like, what? It's a suitcase. And anyway, she found out that he got paid a flat fee anyway. So it was like, you wouldn't have to pay him more. You just have to tell him and he will do it. Like, so she had her like backup. She was like, something's off about this. And then ever since, and then they get to like a new hotel, and as Cleo's been staying with Ice Spice the whole time, Ice is like, oh, you're not going to get your own hotel room. And she was like, no, like I kind of thought like I was staying with you. Like that was the whole setup plan. She was like, no, you need to get your own hotel room. Like you need to buy your own hotel room. And Cleo was then like, oh my God, I have to buy, bearing in mind, obviously Ice Spice is a very successful artist. She's staying at all these 5-star hotels. She's like, I'm now going to have to buy all these different rooms at all these 5-star hotels for the rest of this tour, which I never planned on. Like I knew about this tour less than 24 hours before it started. Like this was like, how could I possibly budget for this? Luckily, Ice Spice's hair stylist, Khadija, offered to let Cleo stay with her.
Oh, nice.
Which then got Ice Spice even more up because she was like, oh, like now you're hanging out with my hairstylist. Anyway, this all came to like high blow. It was a show in the middle of nowhere. Like there was no Uber Eats. There was no restaurants nearby. There was no nothing. And Cleo and Khadija, Ice Spice's hairstylist, were starving. Like they were so hungry. Sorry, before we got onto this, they were ordering food for before one of the tour dates at like the venue. And Cleo was like, I'll just have a chicken salad. And They were like, okay. And then they came back and they were like, actually, sorry, your food isn't in our budget. Like, you'll have to buy your own food. And Cleo was like, I don't have an issue with buying my own food, but the whole aspect of you offering me to buy it and then coming and telling me in front of everyone it's not in the budget, like, it felt like a place of trying to embarrass
it's
me
so
in front
rude.
Of loads of people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, imagine going on a family, like a holiday with, like, your boyfriend's parents and they're like, no, you have to pay for everything or something
yeah.
like that.
She was like, you have invited me here. Like, I didn't ask yeah. to come on this. I wasn't begging you. Oh, please let me go on tour. And you were like, yeah, but you'll have to do everything yourself. You invited me on this tour with less than 24 hours notice, being like, I've got you on this. Don't worry. Like, this is like a peace offering.
Definitely malicious.
Yeah. And then it all came to blows at this middle of nowhere hotel and they were starving. So they came down and they were like to the crew, they were like, oh, could anyone like take us to McDonald's or walk with us to McDonald's? Like, we're a bit scared as like two girls to like walk in the middle of nowhere to a random McDonald's. And they were all like, oh, we've already eaten. And it turns out the Ice Spice and the whole team went to a steakhouse and didn't tell them and came back. And then at that point, she was like, what the fuck? Like, this all feels very personal. Like it feels like a personal leaving out situation towards me specifically. Basically went home from the tour. Clea was like, I wanted to keep it professional on the tour. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to have this like awkward conversation on the tour. So she waited till she got home and sent her a huge text just basically explaining everything I just said. Lining out all the details, and Ice Spice gives the rudest reply. She's just like, oh, so you're ungrateful. It's this huge text message, and she's like, I don't want any beef between us. Like, I just want to let you know, like, this is how you made me feel on this tour. And she was like, oh, so like you're ungrateful. Got it. If you want to read it all word for word, she put it all on her TikTok. I'm pretty sure in part five. And you know my nosy app, she scrolled through it. I saved the fucking TikTok and like scrolly like I was yeah, like, I need yeah. these word for word. Then Ice Spice gets on Twitter Spaces and calls Cleo fat, being like, oh, like you're a human vacuum. We went to an Italian restaurant and you ate so much that when the server came to put down another set of food, she was like, the food's already gone already, and it was because your fat ass had already eaten it all.
Yeah, probably because she's been starving her the whole fucking time.
And then Cleo claps back and she's like, oh, it's funny that you're calling me fat when, like, that was you 3 months ago, if it wasn't for the Ozempic. Bearing in mind, Ice Spice is currently trying to beat Ozempic allegations.
Yes.
It's messy as fuck. But the way it pleads, it's really long, the part, and she does speak, like, she doesn't go through the story at, like, a good speed. Like, it is quite slow. But her storytelling is hilarious. She does, like, this whole bit where she's, like, basically, like, she claims that Ice Spice tried to copy Cleo's image, which Cleo's image is very like Y2K, like miniskirt, big boots, like that kind of vibe. And she was like, Ice Spice, like before me, she like didn't have that style. She was like, you'd see her in bodysuits and Jordans.
But I should have never let you take my swag. I should have never even gave you a piece of it, because Lord knows that you was wearing bodysuits and Jordans when you first came out. Now all of a sudden it's mini skirts, it's little dresses and big chunky boots. Like, girl, that's me.
Jordans.
But yeah, now everyone's finally like, okay, we're done with Ice Spice. I mean, I do kind of feel like Ice Spice was always never going to be. When you blow up off a song, like a kind of novelty song, and it's like, and then you continue to make the novelty thing your gist, like, and continue to rap about Miss Poopy.
Yeah, like
and
farting and poop.
There is always like a sell by date on that. Like, people are going to get bored of that
Absolutely.
Eventually. But I'm Team Cleo.
Yeah, same. I'm team whatever Lewis is, because he just tells the story so well. Like, and everyone is still against the ginger bitch as well. And I'm still just like, what the fuck? I feel like there's so many people that are just...
Okay, I actually have an update on that story. And yeah. I may be switching sides. I was full...
really?
I was full little ginger bee side until the blonde girl did another video and gave receipts of prior to the whole dating incident, Sophia was it like the ginger girl was in the blonde girl's comments being like, oh, you should get me on as a guest on your podcast, haha, like all this kind of stuff prior to her dating her boyfriend slash ex. So I do think it makes it slightly different if the ginger girl was a huge fan of the blonde girl. I do think that slightly gives, I still don't think the blonde girl was in the right
How
to bring it all online
fan,
and because she was like in the podcast comments being like, oh, get me on the podcast, and like they were like ignoring the comments, like
it's giving fan behavior. But I don't think that I still I don't know I still don't think I still think it's funny. Like,
yeah,
I feel like it backfired for sure.
100%.
Because like the ginger girl, like she just doesn't care.
Yeah, and I do think like I'm still not on the blonde girl's side. I feel like I still am on the ginger girl side, but I do think the dynamic of her begging to go, not begging, but asking to go on her podcast prior to going on a date with her ex-boyfriend is a little like, okay, that gives you more, I can understand, it doesn't put me on the blonde girl's side, it gives me more understanding of the blonde girl's point of view. It's like, oh, you've done this despite me, like you've asked to come on my podcast, we've said no, and now you've gone out of your way to date my ex-boyfriend. Like, now I understand why the blonde girl was so riled up, because before I couldn't understand why the blonde girl was having such an issue with a random influencer going on a date with your ex-boyfriend. But if you have the added levels of like wanting to come onto your podcast and like asking literally in your comments, like commenting as like a fan, like I get that then. Should we get onto what's popping?
What's popping? What's popping in your world?
Okay, I actually watched two films this week and I rated both of them a 5 stars on Letterboxd. First film is a film which you'll... First film was probably a film which you'll be like, I can't believe... And like, especially like as a gay man, you've never watched Call Me By Your Name. I watched for the first time.
Oh, I haven't watched that. The only one I'll ever be surprised by is Devil Wears Prada. Like, nothing can beat that, Lewis. Ever, ever, ever. You not watching The Devil Wears Prada, like...
But I rated that 5 stars. And my second one was a film from 2009 called Fish Tank.
Oh, yeah. When she was on EastEnders.
Yeah. So, yeah. And if you didn't know, it's...
That's a fucked film.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's like a film where I was watching it and halfway through watching it, I was like, I feel really like uneasy. I might have to stop watching this. But like, I couldn't stop watching it. And I was like, if a film is evoking that reaction out of you, it's a good fucking film. Like...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I watched that when I was really young, because it came out in 2009. I definitely didn't watch it when I was 10 or 11. I definitely watched it when I was like 14 and I was like creeped out because I think the girl's like the same age.
Yeah, she was 15 in the film. But a fun fact about that film is the main actress got the role because she was arguing with her boyfriend on a train station platform in Essex, and the casting director was on the train station platform and they were like, oh my God, we're looking for a girl like you who is just like gonna be herself. Like, we don't want like some act. And that's how she got the role.
She's she was the exact same on EastEnders as well. Wait, hold on. Am I thinking of the same?
No, it is.
What's her name?
Something Slater. Hayley Slater?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the same. She was exactly the same on EastEnders, and it's just like a bit like, oh my God, like, you're definitely just like this in real life, aren't you?
And then for songs, I've been listening to a lot of Playboi Carti randomly, and also the new Don Toliver song, New Drop. The one that's going viral on TikTok.
Okay. Oh, banger.
Right. But then once the beat kind of comes in, it kind of goes a bit shit.
My what's popping is... Oh, I've been watching Worst Ex Ever, I think.
What's that?
I think that's been my what's popping.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just basically about like really horrible exes that are really, really evil, and it's on Netflix. It's like a bit of like a crime, true crime sort of thing. If anyone likes true crime, it's really good. And it's really good to like clock certain behaviours about current partners as well. Because I've been seeing like randomly from watching it, I've been seeing quite a few like tweets about like to do with that. And it's just like guys that like staying at peak girls' houses and don't have anywhere to live and, you know, leech, like, you know, they're the ones to watch out for because... There's certain like patterns because they're all different stories, like all the episodes.
Anyway, if the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Podcast on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. You can subscribe and listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.